Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, take you youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got one of the men here for the Chicago White Sox. We're going to let him introduce himself to you.
My name is Sebi Zavala.
So, you know, first of all, welcome to my audience.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. You're in the big leagues. What's that experience like for you?
It's the best. You know, my whole life I've been working towards this goal, and this is my third time up. And, you know, it's the hard work. The hard work is it's really paying off, and it feels good. It feels good to be up here, honestly. It just feels good.
So did you start off as a catcher, or were you other positions?
Yeah, my whole life I caught since T-ball. Moved around the field whenever the team needed me to, but catcher was always my main position.
So what was baseball like for you growing up? What did you play at?
I grew up in East L.A., played all over L.A., and it was always just competing out there. You know, I played Little League for a few years, and then went straight to travel ball when I was like 12 years old. And since travel ball is just, we just wanted to win. We had good players. It was just compete. Like, how do we win today? And it's a good mindset to have. And you know, we had practices during the week a few times, and that was your time to get better. But when it was game time, it's like the lights turn on. It's time to find a way to win.
So you from L.A. or West Coast, man? What you doing in Chicago with this cold winters we have?
Hey, I just moved to Denver, so it's cold out there too. But I love it down here on the south side. It feels like home. The grittiness, the hard work, the attitude. It feels like home.
Okay, so now being in LA, I gotta ask you: Have you been to the Waffle Chicken House yet?
Oh yeah, okay, I've been there a few times.
So when I go to LA, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I've been there once.
It's good. Yeah, I like it. Okay.
So I mean, when you played baseball growing up, I mean, were you the man on the team?
No, honestly, there's always better players than me. All around, and it helped me watching good players go about their business, like how they compete, like their swings, what they do on the field. It's always good to be playing with players that are better than you. It's nice to be the best player, but you go out there, try to find better competition, try to play against the best players. It really brings the best out of you.
You know, again, having coach or scout, I would always tell my guys, the game on every level is the same. The only difference as you move up, the competition become better.
Yep.
Game become quicker. You eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Yeah, it's the game definitely speeds up at times, and the best players know how to slow it down. Like you said, the game is exactly the same. It's just fewer mistakes every level you move up, and the ones that make the least mistakes are the ones that are the best.
So how much of an emotional roller coaster is this game?
Definitely emotional roller coaster. It's going back to the best ones, they stay even keel every day. You know, they might go 4-for-4 the night before, a couple home runs, but the best ones know how to separate yesterday and today. Today is always a new day, whether you did good or bad, and it's always finding that ground zero, like where's your base? One thing that I learned from last year to this year is how to separate emotion from the game. You know, you go out there and play hard, but if things are going well, try to get back down to even keel. If they're going bad, how do you get back up? Because you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. The best stay level-headed every day.
Do you sometimes sit down and think about this game and just feel like giving up, walking away from it?
Probably. I don't know. I love this game, man. Things you love, they hit you hard when they're good and when they're bad. And sometimes you just need to be able to find a way to get outside the game when you had a bad day, and find something that gets you back in. Like I said, you're going to have hard, tough days. And how do you come back every day with the same effort?
Who are some of the players that you idolize coming up?
Growing up, you know, I grew up in L.A., so I was a big Dodger fan. You know, Russell Martin was a catcher there. Even watching against, like, when they played the Giants a lot, Benito Santiago, Yadier Molina, Jorge Posada. You know, I just liked watching the best do what they do and try to learn from it, you know. Just using your eyes to see what they do and try to figure out if it works for you or not.
All right, last two questions. I mean, do you sometimes, you know, look around and just pinch yourself like, wow, I'm actually in the big leagues?
Not so much this year. This year I feel a lot more prepared. Like I'm actually helping a team win. Last year, you know, it was more of a new thing playing every day. Yeah, sometimes I had some big moments last year. But yeah, this year I'm more focused on the goal and helping the team win. And yeah.
Well, let's take you back. Every kid dreamed of playing in the big leagues. You got that call, you're going to the big leagues, walked in the locker room for the very first time, saw your uniform hanging up. I mean, what was that feeling like?
It was a good feeling. You know, me and my wife were hanging out, watching TV the night before. I was actually with Cece was my roommate back then. Kind of just getting a call late at night, and they said I was going up. I looked at my wife and said, hey, we did it. And it was a lot of hard work. We both made sacrifices to make that happen, and it was a rewarding feeling. Just feel like the work you have put in finally has come to. Unfortunately, it was a short stint, but I'm back now, and the hard work never stopped, and the you always want to get better every day. Even when you're in the big leagues, you have to find a way to keep getting better because there's always people waiting to take your job.
Did you cry?
Not that day. No, it took me a little bit.
Come on, a little tear here and there?
No, it took me a week probably. Like when I saw my family and stuff, I was like, wow, these guys sacrificed a lot to help me get here. And when I saw all my family together, it really hit home.
Yeah. Coach Shaky Youngsters behind the scenes with the man SZ.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate
it. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot.
See you around.